It's kind of more by luck than judgment, really. I was doing some planning for some gigs and bits and bobs this year, and just happened to realise that, oh, hang on a minute, the band's 10 years old. So we kind of thought, well, okay, we've got to kind of make something of this, playing music and especially jazz. It's a bit of a labour of love, and so let's make this year a bit special. So we kind of decided to almost record everything in sight. All the various iterations of the Four Masons Collective, as many as we can, and make the music available. So this, I guess the local interest here is the one that we did at the Beer House. So that Beer House jazz event's been going on since, I think we're in our 5th year. Yeah, so January we celebrated 4 years there. So we recorded the March event, which was the first Sunday in March, recorded the whole gig from start to finish. I mean, we just packed every single microphone that I own into the space, and prayed that the audience wasn't too noisy that day. And yeah, we got a really good recording. I think the three of us kind of really sort of saw the relevance of the occasion and played really, really well. The band played so well that day, and the audience really responded to it as well, although actually, through the course of the recording, you can hear sort of between 3 and 6 o'clock, the noise level does increase as the beer started flowing through the gig. But even that all adds to the atmosphere, so it was a great event. And so yeah, we've got the CDs and it's available on download now too. So
you must be pleased how things have progressed, because I know we spoke. I think you initially weren't sure how it was going to go, if it would be a one-off, and it's turned into a regular thing.
big time. I mean, that's really the story of the Beer House gig's success. I mean, we've been playing gigs out of town. So basically, the band itself is it's a harbour band, Harbour and Bowden, if we can include Bowden in the Harbour District. And so we would be playing in Leicester, Nottingham, Northampton, all over the shop, all over the Midlands. And we just kind of thought one night we were in the beer house having a pint after a gig, and it was like, well, it'd be so nice to do something locally. And Fino, the bass player, sort of looked over and said, well, they've got a piano in here, let's give it a shot. And I was like, no, it's never going to work in here. But we put it to Alex at the pub, and in true chilled style, he just kind of said, yeah, let's give it a go. And so we did. The first one was on the first January Sunday in 2022. So I mean, this is post Christmas, post New Year. We were thinking this is gonna bomb. We've got no chance here. So we thought, well, okay, we'll do this one. We'll have a bit of fun, have a few beers, and just have a nice event. But it was packed, and the engagement was really, really strong. And so we'd sort of proposed the idea of a monthly jazz club, and as they say, the rest is history. We've done every first Sunday of the month since then, since 2022. Yeah.
Fantastic. And obviously, I presume you get regular people that come, new people that come, and people that
Yeah.
happen to be in the pub.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely, in a sense, it kind of does split opinion. I mean, jazz music is a little bit like that, and it kind of should be like that as well. Not all music is for everybody. But if you kind of it takes an investment on the part of the listener. I always think with that sort of music, it can be background music, and we try and sort of pace it. We're not too loud. We try and pace it in the way of kind of maybe playing quite an intense tune, and then as players you get to the end of that experience and it's like, right, let's knock out a nice free and easy blues kind of tune next. So everyone's on that ride, and luckily we've had enough kind of take up locally, with people really digging the music. And it's funny, I get in there at 2 o'clock to set up, and it gets to 2:30, and there's maybe two or three people in there, and then it gets to 2:45, and you're getting a beer and thinking, oh no, this is going to be the day when no one comes. And then it hits 3 o'clock and the place just fills up. So, and then right through till 6. So we're really chuffed that Harbour has kind of taken it on, and hopefully, touch wood, that means that we've got something that can roll as a regular free jazz event, monthly, in the town.